Hello, bimbos and himbos, and welcome back to another episode of the Bimbo Manifesto. For those who don't know me, I am Fiona Fifi, G's Get Lonely 2 on all platforms, and I honestly don't even know what this podcast is about anymore, but it feels like talking to like my homegirls, having a little sleepover, and just having a little girl chat. And this episode, as you could tell by the title that I'm going to make, is Strict Babe 101. A lot of people actually do not come from my TikTok, surprisingly, because people have told me that they found my podcast before even knowing who I was. So I'm not even sure how they found it. But if you don't follow me on TikTok, G's Get Lonely 2, I have been making a Strict Babe 101 series. And for those who don't know me in real life, I always make a joke of, damn, that strict-ass, serious, Judge Judy-ass bitch. Because listen, if you want to survive in this world, no matter what situation it is, relationships, friendships, with yourself, you got to be a strict babe. And that means having self-discipline. That means having standards. That means having boundaries and standing on business. Actually, not just standing on business, I need you to stomp on business. I need you to literally put your highest heels on and stomp on business as hard as you can and don't look back. And for the longest time, it's really hard for me to give relationship advice these days. I think I say this a couple times that I don't like giving conventional relationship advice. Like, I'll talk about really niche relationship stuff, but I'm going to tell you guys this from now. If you are someone who sticks with someone who ignores you, disrespects you, like literally calls you names and you don't do anything, but this is not for you. Okay. If you stick around for those shenanigans, like this is not for you because these are for our strict babes only. But if it is you and you want to be better, you want to better yourself, not only in your relationships, but yourself and every factor of your life, you need to become a strict babe. So I'm going to talk about like strict babes in different aspects. So obviously relationships, I feel like that is something that has been a hot topic on social media. You guys know I love Shira7. You guys know I love those relationship stuff. And you guys know I've been in my shitty relationships myself. And especially at a young age that I've literally dealt with crazy, narcissistic, you know, relationships. I've dealt with all sorts of people. Okay, that sounds crazy. But it is the truth. I feel like I have a lot of experience in dating and I pretty much know a lot. You know, I'm still learning. I'm only 21, but you know, I really know what people will take advantage of you. Same with friendships. I've had great friendships. I've had shitty friendships. And like I said, with yourself, because that is your most important relationship of all. The relationship with yourself, y'all. So let's get into it. I'm going to start with relationship or Strict Babe 101 Relationship Edition. Okay, guys. So the first one is Strict Babe 101 Relationship Edition. And I'm also going to do the version that is Strict Babe 101 First Three Dates Edition. And do not come to me talking about a talking stage. I don't know what a talking stage is. It's either you're a man or you're not. And even then, you're single, tay, or married. But that is a whole other episode. Okay. This is the Strict Babe 101. Rule number one. Closure is fake, but the block button is real. Your absence is worse than any consequence. Okay? This is coming from a former crazy bitch. Okay, like, I'm not gonna lie, especially in my first relationships, like, you guys know how the relationship with a narcissist went. I used to be very reactive when it came to relationships. I used to cuss people out. I used to pull up on them, do crazy stuff, and they literally don't care. Like, I have realized that doing all that extra stuff and showing a negative response is still a response. And negative response is actually a stronger emotion than like a positive response. But do you know what's even stronger? Nothing. Is doing absolutely nothing. I'm telling you, all of the times I have just left someone alone with no explanation, they have literally came begging back. Sometimes they change their ways even. But I'm telling you, the block button is real. And also, a lot of times, people, I think, can't believe that they've been played. Okay, it happens to everybody. I don't think that you're immune to being played. A man will play you because it's Tuesday. Like, he'll wake up, you're like, fuck it, it's Tuesday. I'm going to play her ass. I'm going to go cheat. I'm going to do this. It has nothing to do with you. And you know what? This is crazy, especially with narcissists, because narcissists are going to do that because they're doing what's best for them. They're not thinking of you when they do these things. They're not doing these things. In fact, it is more narcissistic of you to think that they're thinking of you while doing all this stuff. They don't care. And that's what you need to realize. Even when they move on to the next person, even when they do this behavior, they're still going to be them. They're forever going to do it. The only way these types of people are going to be able to settle and not do people wrong is if they go through years of intense therapy and cleansing. But most of the time, they don't think anything is wrong with them, so they're not going to do it. So stop looking for closure for these from these people. And I have to also have to tell you guys this. Have you ever been done wrong by a man and you just want to talk it out? You want an apology. You want, okay, can you please apologize to me? Can you please explain as to why you did this to me? And they just won't tell you. They completely go quiet on you. They even block you. They don't want to give you an explanation. They're avoiding the topic. They don't want to apologize or explain themselves because that means they are going to close the door. And I think I've said this in other episodes before, a man will never leave you alone. Okay, a man will do not be his favorite dummy and think, oh, because I'm a baddie and I'd cook and clean this, he's not gonna leave. Like, trust me, men don't leave anybody alone. They literally don't leave anybody alone. It is up to you to get a man to leave you alone. And when you look for an explanation and you just keep it like open and keeps you wondering, that is a manipulation tactic because they know for a fact they are going to come back. There is no man that is not going to come back. He is going to come back. And if he apologizes to you or explains why he did you wrong, then that means he's admitting that he did something wrong and he's the bad guy. And if he tries to come back in the future, you probably won't let him because he already admitted that he was like a bad guy. So don't bother chasing for closure. The block button is way more effective. You could cry by yourself. You could cry to your friends. You could cry to your journey. You could cry to your therapist. But don't bother searching for an explanation. Don't bother cussing him out. He does not care. They don't care. They don't care. They don't care. I'm going to say it one more time. They don't care. Block them. Closure is fake. Number two on the Strict Babe 101 list is the block list is permanent. So no block spinning. Okay? You remember how I just said how a lot of men won't give you an apology or an explanation as to what they did? That's because they are keeping the door open for the future because they know for a fact they are going to come back. And no matter what you do, if you acted crazy or if you thought you weren't all that, I'm telling you, they don't care. They're going to come back because men come back to whoever is the most accessible and whoever will let them back in. If you stand on business and block them and actually show that I'm telling you, they will leave you alone. They might message you, but it will only be once. And if you're like, I'm really not on that, they will either completely leave you alone or go the extra mile to try to impress you. And this is a sheer hack. This is unethical. But if when it gets to that point where they are so desperate for a second chance, you charge them. You charge them. And I'm not joking. They have to prove it by showing something physical because I'm telling you, words aren't enough. You need to pay me $500. You need to invest in me for me to actually consider unblocking you. Do not just let people come back the first time without any significant changes because they will continue to come back to you as long as you are stupid and accessible. All those girls that brag about, oh, that man can't leave me alone. That man can't leave me. That man can't leave anybody alone. He is in a constant circuit of recycling. Like he might as well be environmentally friendly. Like, I don't know. He's Greta Gerwig. Girl, I don't know the name, but that block list is permanent. Like, he will keep coming back as long as you are accessible. Do not be the favorite dummy, because I know a few girls that are the favorite dummy from situations that I have left, and they are still DMing me 2 years later asking if I still talk to that man. I was like, girl, I moved on the next day. I'm telling you, I used to talk to this guy, short story time, not too much, but I dated this guy, whatever. I completely stopped talking to him. As soon as I found out that there was other girls, I off that. I was completely done. I literally blocked and never looked back. So that was February of 2022. This year I was in Europe, okay? I was in a completely different country. Why do I get a DM from a fake page saying, girl, can you be honest with me? Do you still talk to so-and-so? Mind you, this is March of 2023, and she's talking about the guy that I used to talk to from February 2022. So a whole year later, and he's like, can you be honest? Do you still talk to this guy? And I was like, no. And she's like, oh, well, he keeps talking about you. He keeps bringing you up. I'm telling you, be the girl that went away, because it's embarrassing. Do not be the favorite dummy. The block list is permanent. And again, if they want to get off the block list, they have to pay the unblock fee. And even then, don't give them the full chance. Like, unblock them, but keep your options open, because they will play you again. They just want to see if you're still stupid. When a man comes back to you and he's not really doing anything to prove that he's really changed and fixed himself, it's because he wants to see if you're still dumb. Because most girls are still dumb and they got a weak spot. You got to think logically, girls. You got to think financially. You got to think bigger. Stop thinking with your emotions. Like, no man is that special that you have to continue going back to the same person. You need to have an abundance mindset. If you don't have an abundance mindset, you're going to be stuck with the same man playing you for years on years on years. I know girls who have been with the same man that's been playing them for the last 5 years. They're not even in a relationship. They're not doing. I'm telling you guys, don't be the favorite dummy. Okay? I'm paging you guys. I'm confronting you. Do not be the favorite dummy. Okay? Now to rule number three. Okay, guys. Rule number three, do not wait around to find out, okay? And that's why I was going to do strict babe 101, the first three dates rules, because you cannot fall in love with potential. You need to come potenched. Come potenched. When it comes to me, I am not falling in love with potential. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care that your grade 5 girlfriend played you. I don't care. Go to a therapist and fix it before you come to me. And if you are on the first three dates, and I'm even saying the first two dates, because not the first date, okay? Because the first date, people could be nervous. You might be nervous. But I'm telling you, the first three dates, if you are unsure about this person by date three, then do not bother going out. Like, if you see, do not bother and wait to see that, oh, maybe it could be better. Oh, yeah, he said something that was really off-putting, but I'm just going to wait. No. Each time you do that, each time you go for someone that you're not sure about, you regret it. I know I regret it. I have gone out with people that I went out with, and I was like, hey, I'm not really attracted to them. Oh, there's, like, a bunch of red flags, but, like, I'm having fun, so whatever. No. If you want a true relationship and with someone you really like, do not wait around to find out. Whatever you don't like is going to get worse. And just think about that. Before you get your emotions involved, or maybe he's really cute and you're trying to get your socks off, girl, think about the worst quality he has. Can you handle that quality being 10 times worse in a year from now, from when you guys are serious? Can you handle that? No? Then get going, get moving, and don't just ghost him. Literally tell him that it is not going to work and just keep it moving, girl. Do not wait around to find out. Do not fuck around to find out. No. That's why I say first three dates, don't fall in love with potential. Come potenched, come healed, come with your best foot forward. Because it's your first three dates, people should be on their best behavior, because they should be trying to impress you. If they're coming on the date in a Nike freaking tech with fake Yeezy slides and a shiesty, you think that's the man for you? The man with a shiesty is not going to provide for you. Do I have to say this again? The man with a shiesty that came with his boxers to the date is not the man for you. Okay, don't wait around to see how bad it could get, because I promise you it gets worse. Especially after that 3-month mark, whatever the small things you don't like, he might hide it for the first 3 months, but I'm telling you, as soon as the honeymoon stage is over, he is about to really run circles, run track, run cross country around your ass. So don't wait around to find out, please. Number four, okay? If you're confused, just assume it's a no, okay? And this is really hard to explain to people, and I'm going to say something really rude, but it's the truth. If you have never been with a man who is obsessed with you, who is in love with you, then you must not know that, like, if you're confused, then the answer is no. Because even the most nonchalant future men who, whatever, don't show a lot of emotions, if they want a woman, if they want you in their life, they are going to put pressure. They are going to check up on you. They're going to be texting you. They're going to be asking you on dates. They're going to be telling you how they feel about you. They're going to be telling you they want a relationship with you. I'm telling you, if you are confused, especially at the beginning, then just assume the answer is no. Okay, it's not that hard. If he's ignoring you, if he's not communicating with you, if you're confused, the answer is no. Why would you want someone who's sometimes? You want all the time. There's no room for sometimes, okay? Stop constantly looking at Reddit, looking at Quora, looking at TikTok, trying to do tarot cards and dream love spells on this man. If it's you're confused, it's no. Put those candles down. Put those rose quartz away. Throw it in the garbage right now. Put that rose quartz in the garbage right now. If you're confused, then it's no. Stop looking at the TikTok tarot cards asking for an answer. He doesn't like you. Find someone that likes you. And I'm going to say this, he should be liking you a little more than you like him. Okay? And I know that sounds really bad and people are like, oh my God, what do you mean? No. That man, if he wants you, he will come get you. That's why you don't got to do too much. Okay? And this is just off track. This isn't really on the list. But when you really start to have standards and you really start to look good, you start to level up, you start to do a lot, you're going to actually notice that less people are coming up to you. Because it's only going to be the quality people. And it gets lonely, guys. Like, it gets lonely. Like, you're not going to have an active hookup or be texting and playing iMessage pool games all day. But would you rather have a quality man who's obsessed with you, buying you flowers, taking you out, taking you on vacation, or a man who hits you up at 1 a.m. every 2 months to try to get and try to touch you where you pee? No! No, you don't. I'm telling you, the more you wait, the more you're patient, the more you're trusting with the universe and yourself, and the more you keep with your standards, is the more you are going to get rewarded, okay? If you're confused, it's no. Be patient. Don't be desperate. Listen, it is hard to have standards. It is lonely, but do not be desperate. Desperation is the enemy, and it will make you feel even lonelier in the end, okay? Desperation, do not sacrifice your self-respect for temporary pleasures, okay? That three-month situationship is not going to give you the love that you need. So do not sacrifice your self-respect and your standards for temporary-ass people, okay? If you're confused, it's no. Thank you. I just realized I am getting super, super intense with this damn thing, but I'm getting really passionate. So let's just get right into rule number five. And you know what is crazy? I actually gained this standard from my first boyfriend, and this happens to be my narcissist boyfriend. Shout out to him. I know he listens to this. I know he hates that I mention him, but whatever, so it be. Plans. Do not accept last minute plans unless it's something super spontaneous that, like, for some reason he just, like, I don't know, they just got plane tickets or, I don't know, concert tickets. I don't know. Like, something really spontaneous, but it is not a lot of effort to put in plans. And when a person has plans, then that means that they're thinking about you and you are a priority. When you settle for last minute plans and him just hitting you up late at night, that means you are not a priority. And we are aiming to be priorities in relationships. We do not want to be a placeholder. We don't want a 3-month talking stage. We do not want a sneaky link. We want to be a priority. We want to be the number one. That's what we want. I have never dated someone or been in a relationship. Even the most, mind you, I've dated people that are quote unquote nonchalant and they still made plans. It is nothing to say, okay, I don't know exactly what restaurant we're going to, but Friday at 8 o'clock, be ready. I'm going to pick you up and I'm going to figure it out. Okay, that is a priority. That means they're in their schedule, especially if you are with someone that is very busy and that they have their own life. That shows that they are thinking of you and prioritizing you and putting you in their schedule. Okay, plans is essential. Do not let people trick you into thinking that Netflix and chill is a plan, or that only hitting you up to do something right away is like this special thing. It is not. Okay, people are really anti-dates these days, and I don't know why. Because I could say, like, in my past relationships, the one thing that really kept us going, for especially for a long time, was the fact that we always had dates planned. We always, and it was different things. You don't always have to go to the most fanciest restaurant, but if you are just getting to know him, you should not be Netflix and chilling. That is not enough effort. Unless you want to be the placeholder, unless you want to be the sneaky link, do not be accepting those low minimal dates. Because even people that don't have a lot of money, that don't got it like that, they could still choose restaurants that aren't that expensive. There's lots of activities you could do. You could do a St. Peyton sip. You could go bike riding. You could do lots of things, guys. And it just takes planning. Plan the date and make sure it's a quality date. And when they try to come to you and say that, oh, come right now to my house, say no. Say, I really enjoy dates. I really enjoy plans. I am a busy person. And whenever they ask you on a last minute date, pretend that you're busy. You have to train them, because I'm telling you, a lot of people are used to people just doing the bare minimum. And I actually want to say this for a lot of these things. You are going to encounter a lot of people that it's going to be resistant at first, because they're so used to people not having high standards. I'm telling you, you having high standards is immediately taking you out of the crowd of a lot of people. Because even the most prettiest girls that you see on Instagram, the most successful girls, I'm telling you, a lot of them are pick Mishas and freak Mishas. Okay? Do not be that. Okay? So when they try to come with you with a last minute plan, say, I'm busy, I got work, I got school, I got things to do. So then that they're forced to make plans. Okay? If they don't make it, then you move on. But it is up to you to put that boundary, put that standard, and continue to put that standard and boundary, okay? Do not accept last minute plans is number one. I have no idea what number this is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, 6. Number 6, lack of integrity. And this was something that I didn't really know, like, what exactly to call it. But I have realized that's exactly what it is. If a man tells you he is going to do something, I'm expecting it, and I'm expecting it pretty much right away. Because I do not have enough room in my budget to keep buying the dreams you're selling, okay? I don't have any money to be buying dreams. So don't sell them to me, because I'm not buying them. If you are telling me that you are going to take me somewhere, I'm going to give you a week for you to take me there. I'm strict. You have a week to take me there. If you say you're buying me something, I'm going to say, okay, let's go to the mall this week. Like, let's go. And if you are bluffing and say, oh, no, then I don't want to hear it. The minute you tell me, for example, if a man tells you or someone tells you, oh, we're going out Saturday, I'm going to take you to this restaurant. Saturday comes, you don't hear from him, or he's texting you about something else. Then why are you still entertaining him? He just shown you that he's unserious, he lacks integrity, and that is a huge flaw, especially in long-lasting relationships. If you are constantly, that is, again, falling in love with potential and what it could be. You are essentially making up the person that you like, because they didn't do anything to show that they actually like you or that they're actually going to pull through for you. And don't think that, oh, well, it's going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It is not in their character. Integrity is part of someone's character. It is part of that person. So don't think that it's something it could be taught. It can't be taught. When they say, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, don't talk to them until you get it. When someone tells me they're going to buy me something, I say, okay, when you have it, let me know and I'll get it, and text me then. Okay, when someone is saying, oh, I'm going to take you there. Okay, when you make the reservation, text me.
I am not texting you and I'm not talking to you until I see it, because I'm not going to waste my emotional investment and my time texting you, calling you, thinking that we're still cool until I see action. Don't be afraid to give people the silent treatment. And I know that sounds toxic. But it is not the silent treatment as the same as stonewalling. When someone tells you they're going to do it, do not continue to entertain them. Do not have sex with them. Do not hang out with them. Do not do any of that until you see it for yourself. Okay? I want to physically see it. I want to physically be at the restaurant and I'm expecting to see it. And I'm not talking to you until I get there, especially the beginning of the relationship. This isn't when you're in the full-fledged relationship, but even then they should be pulling through what they say. I would have saved so much time for my first relationship if I had this rule, guys. I didn't waste because every relationship was a blessing and he taught me a lot of things, but he would promise me so many things. He'd say that he's buying something for me. He would say that we're going on vacation. He would say, oh, we're about to move into a condo this summer. Like, just be patient with me. But he would use that as kind of a manipulation tactic so I would stick around with him, because he knew what it was to keep me moving. Do you know how many times he would literally have me calling up real estate agents, looking at condos.ca, looking for a condos for us? And he would say, oh yeah, send it to me. I'm going to send it to my real estate agent. And then he would literally forward me the real estate agent emails to me, pretending like he was getting a condo. And guess what? It never happened. And mind you, I was very young in this relationship. This was from when I was 17 to 19. And like I said, this man was 33. This man was older. So I was very naive and I thought that it was going to happen. And each time I would bring it up and say, okay, like, where's the condo? Where's the car? Where's the gifts that you said you're going to get me? You said we're going to go here. He would make an excuse he would blame my behavior. He would say, oh, well, I don't want to do it because you're rushing me. You're rushing everything. I'm telling you guys, if you go for someone with integrity that goes for, sorry guys, if you can hear my dog barking in the back, but if you could go for someone that goes through what they say when they say they're going to do it, your life will go so much easier and you will, I'm telling you guys, don't waste your time going for someone that lacks integrity. Integrity is part of their character. If they don't have it, they don't have it. Move on. Give them 7 days to prove themselves. If they don't do it, ghost them. Ghost them. And when they ask you, if you really want to explain yourself, say, honestly, you told me you were going to do this. You didn't do it. We have no reason to talk. Don't be afraid to be a little rude. We have no reason to talk because you didn't go through with your word. I am not interested in talking to you anymore. I'm only interested in people who have integrity. Okay? I emphasize this because I wasted so much time in my first relationship staying with someone who was literally being the worst boyfriend ever and waiting for something to happen, waiting for these dreams to finally, it's not going to happen. So as soon as it doesn't go through the first week, cut them off. Okay. This is going to sound crazy, but this is something I've actually learned this year. And I don't think I like really took it in that I've learned it before, but have you ever had a guy that was in your DMs for years, months, double texting, triple texting, chasing you, saying, why don't you take me serious? And you finally take him serious, or you finally start to catch feelings for him and you give that energy back, and then he ghosts you or he treats you like absolute garbage, even though like nothing warranted that. Do not go for a man that was chasing you for years on end. You will regret it each time. You will regret dating your fans. And you don't have to be famous to have fans, okay? Do not keep the fans in the fan club. They could pay for a meet and greet if they want, but keep it at that. They could pay for a meet. But I'm telling guys, do not go for the guys that were overly chasing you. Because first of all, most of the guys who know that they got it like that, that they know that they have a lot to offer you, that know they have options, are not going to be chasing you. And that's what you also have to be getting used to. Most of the time, and this is not the... Okay, let me rephrase that. The guys who have options are not going to be chasing you And most of the time, they're not the ones on the street hollering from their cars, like trying to get at you. I'm telling you, those are not the guys that got it like that, that got their own bag. Those are not the guys. And that doesn't mean to mistake that with low effort. Okay, a man could still show effort to you and show that he's interested and apply pressure without excessively chasing you. Okay, the guys, if you go for the guys that are excessively chasing you, most of them have ego problems. Like they have something wrong with them. Don't think that there's something wrong with you. Like you should not think, oh, something must be wrong with me. No, you should be thinking, what's wrong with them? They're slow. Like there's some short bus squat. Like no. I'm telling you guys, if you guys go for the guys that are chasing you, you will regret it because it is an ego chase for them. They don't actually like you. They might have this fantasy about you, but they are going to meet you and they want you to feel how you made them feel for years. So they're going to humble you, and don't underestimate, even if the guy was chasing you in high school and you are like 25, don't do it. Any man who's overly chasing you is not going to do right by you. I'm telling you guys, most of the time, guys like that are either so desperate and so in their own ego that they're just chasing everybody. Because I guarantee you, you're not the only girl that he's putting that sort of pressure on. And most of those guys that are overly chasing you and you keep rejecting are narcissists. They are narcissists and they are going to love bomb the fuck out of you and then drag you through the dirt. Okay, it's just what they do. It's just their character. Like there's something wrong with them. It's got nothing to do with you. And they're gonna make you feel like it has something to do with you, that you weren't like the dream girl that you thought they were. Do not listen to all of that. If a man is chasing you, like have the ego boost that he's replying to your stories and stuff, but literally do not bother trying to take it serious. Don't bother catching feelings. Don't do any of that. You are going to regret it. I've been down that path before, literally a couple times, and I've regretted it each time. So just don't bother. Like I said, the man who's got all the money, that's got all the girls in the world, he's the quiet one in the corner that all the girls are trying to talk to, but he's not even entertaining all the girls. He's selective, and that's the man you want. You want the man that's selective, that doesn't have to chase a bunch of girls because he knows he's got it like that. He knows the girls are going to come up to him, and that's why you have to have confidence, okay? Because the guys that got it like that are not going to be toxic with you, and they're not going to be playing games with you, and they're not going to be like all up in your face. And that's something I learned from my therapist, because I was in lots of relationships where the guy was like really intense, like we are in love now. And this, like, you, when you want a healthy relationship with a man who actually prioritizes you and isn't trying to do you dirty, he's going to respect you and he's not going to play that toxic shit. If you want to be a strict babe and you want high standards, you're going to have to deal with a strict man that's not going to deal with that shit. And that means taking accountability for yourself and unlearning your toxic ways and stop falling for these chasing behavior, because it is not always the best thing. It's actually never the best thing. There is a healthy balance for applying pressure and showing that you like someone, and chasing for years on end is not the best way. I'm telling you, that is not the man for you. He's gonna do you dirty. Okay? So don't bother. This is actually advice. This is number 8. That I have learned from my stepdad, and I never really took it in until recently, like how important this advice is. And this is something that a lot of people are going to come to terms with, because it is something to do with you and it has to do with your attachment style. And I'm gonna say it, if you have feelings of codependency on this person, if when you are every day your routine is looking at their following, looking at their likes, literally sick to your stomach when they're not texting you, when you're not seeing them, you need to be strong enough to let go. Because whenever you're too codependent on someone, they are not going to treat you well. Okay? They are going to run away. Anyone that you're chasing too much is going to run away. When you have too much codependency on someone, it is not healthy for yourself. And I had to learn this the hard way, but I have realized, like, in my, not really much now because I've been working with my therapist, I've been reading books, and I've been really focusing on myself. But I think especially last year
And especially after my first relationship that was with a narcissist, that was very abusive in a bunch of ways and very toxic, I gained a lot of codependency issues. And I would end up tripping and thinking so much about men that, like, I didn't even like that much, that I didn't even find attractive, just because I had, like, a fear of abandonment, a fear of rejection, a fear, an anxious attachment style. And I would get codependent and almost obsessed with these guys that I didn't even like that much and didn't even know that much. So the best thing I did to heal this was learning to be comfortable with myself, learning, like, detachment, learning that I don't own people and people could do what they want, and just having my own life. Because I have realized that the only time that I was really tripping over someone and, like, those small issues and thinking about, like, them texting back or whatever, is when I didn't have a lot going on for myself. Like, these are the times where, you know, so once I started immersing myself in working out and self-care and appointments and even social media, guys, shout out to my social media, shout out to my podcast, shout out to my TikTok, job, school, I started doing a productivity list and making sure that I have things to do all the time, keeping myself busy, that is focusing on me instead of focusing on other people. And when you start focusing on you, other people are going to be attracted to that. And that has really helped with my codependency issues and focusing on that text back, that following, worrying about, I don't care enough because I have stuff going on, okay? Do not put someone on a pedestal and be focusing on them. If you put someone on a pedestal, they have no choice but to look down on you. And it's going to come natural. They might not be the type of person who's toxic or controlling, or may be that type of person. But when you have someone that is chasing you and is codependent on you and all those things, it's hard not to have that power, unequal power dynamic. So learn to heal your codependency issue, guys, because this will really benefit you. You will be able to focus on you. You'll be able to actually get to know people before you like them. Because what I realized with a lot of people, and I have been in kind of like my human study, like studying people, is a lot of people like immediately get attached to anyone who will give them the time of day. And I think it's because a lot of people are lonely these days, guys. Like, that sounds really depressing. Like, that sounds really sad. But a lot of people are very lonely and they just attach to the first person that comes to them. Okay? And that is just not the way to go, because you need to actually grow in love with someone. You can't fall in love with someone. You can't fall in love with someone's looks or fall in love through the first date. It's not realistic. It's not longevity. You need to think long term. You need to think about your goals. And that means healing your codependency and stop falling in love with strangers. You don't even know where this man lives, what he does for work. You know nothing about him. You don't know how he's going to deal with things when things get hard. You don't know anything. You don't know this man, and you're tripping over a text back. You don't know him. If you are worried about all these things, constantly checking a man's following, constantly putting on a timer to see how long it takes to text back, if you even tell, that's why I tell people not to have them on social media, or if you have them on social media because it's how you met, keep them muted. Keep them muted. Keep them restricted. Codependency is not the way. Heal your codependency before you get into relationships and start dating, okay? Take that time for yourself to focus on you, and your love life will be so much easier because you'll be able to actually get to know people and see the red flags and not look past the red flags. And actually be able to have significant relationships with people. Okay, guys, this is number 9. And this is something that is very subtle. And I studied a lot about cluster B people, toxic people, narcissistic people, especially after my relationship. I literally studied all manipulation tactics in the book. In all sorts of books, and I could give some book recommendations if you guys want. This is from Psychopath Free. This is by, I don't know who this is by, but if you look up Psychopath Free, let's see what's by. It is by Jackson McKenzie, and she basically just does the whole list of
spotting toxic people and 30 red flags. And there are so many red flags that I could talk about. In fact, I wish that I made a whole episode on just these red flags, but there has one that has really been detrimental to my relationships and have fucked over a lot of my relationships. And I realized that in the beginning, there was signs that they were doing this to me, and I just didn't really notice because a lot of people don't spot this. And this is triangulation. Also, I'm going to say making you compete with other women. So in this, it says they surround themselves with former lovers, potential mates, and anyone else who provides them with added attention. This includes people that the psychopath may have previously denounced and declared you superior to. So they will tell you, oh, you're so much better than my ex. Oh, you're so different from other girls. So this makes you feel confused and creates the perception that the psychopath is in demand at all times. So you will start to be in relationships, and this is with toxic people, and they will start to mention the fact that other girls are jealous of you, or that you're better than other girls, or they'll say how crazy their ex is. And then slowly, they'll start mentioning other girls. That's like, obviously is going to make you jealous. Like, that's a natural thing. If a man is saying, oh yeah, my ex like always drunk calls me and like doesn't leave me alone, but I'm going to go get drinks with her in a few days because she's just like so depressed and she needs me. Like, that would make any normal person jealous, but that person is going to make you feel crazy. And guess what that person's going to do? They're going to go to your ex and say, oh my God, my ex is so controlling, is so jealous of you, like, keeps bringing you up. And then you're going to find yourself, like, hating other girls for no reason. Because of them. And they're the ones that are starting this whole drama and triangulation. How many times has this happened? How many times have we seen this? And the whole time, the guy is the one laughing. The guy is creating all this drama, making all these girls hate each other, and making it seem like they're the most important woman in the man's life. Whole time, he's telling every girl the exact same thing from the exact same script. And I'm going to tell you guys why they do this. They make girls triangulate and compete against each other to make themselves feel important. They want to feel desired. They want to feel important. And sometimes they'll make it up. Sometimes their ex isn't hitting them up at all. And like I said, when I mentioned the story time of the girl who hit me up in March, even though I wasn't talking to that guy from the year before, they will mention exes or girls that they talk to, even though they don't talk to, just to make you mad or you jealous. That's why you should never mention, like, or show that you're jealous of other women, especially for toxic people, because they are going to use it against you because they want to feel important. They want to feel like they are worth, like, having cat fights over. And the whole time they're laughing and laying up with everyone because they're not going to leave anyone alone as long as they're going to be accessible to them. So don't start. This is my biggest regret. This is actually my biggest regret in my relationships is, you know, cat fighting with other women because of the things that my man was telling me about them, or trying, like, the drama that it's in. As soon as you feel like you're starting to hate other women because of your man, and you find yourself DMing other girls and start stalking other girls, I'm telling you, he's got you right where he wants you. He wants you to be jealous. He wants you to be fighting over him. It's feeding his ego. As soon as you feel like that, if you want to start questioning your man about a girl, don't bother asking him about it. I'm telling you, unless you're ready to leave. Until you're ready to leave, don't ask your man about another woman. Don't be stalking. Don't DM about. Do not. If you have to do all that, if you see some shit that you don't like, take that as a sign that he's no good. He's unloyal. He's all those things. He's not for you, girl. Do not be fighting other girls, and don't be creating long-term enemies because of this man. Because the whole time, their relationship isn't going to last either, because he's going to do the same thing to her. And now you have enemies with random girls that you don't even know like that because of this random man. I'm telling you, that is my biggest regret. Like, if I could go back, I'm not going to lie. Like, I've had cat fights with other women because of the stories of what my man was telling me and trying to make me jealous. And it worked, but I was so naive that I fell into the trap. So don't bother again, I'm going to say this again. Don't bother DMing. Don't bother coming to people as a woman. Don't bother doing any of that. Okay. If you feel like you're competing with another woman for your man, then that man probably doesn't like you like that. A man who really loves you will make it known that it's you and only you, and he wants you. Okay. I'm telling you, if a guy is like mentioning other girls or trying to make you jealous, or you're starting to doubt things, again, it's the same thing. If you're confused, then it's no. If you're feeling like super jealous and you're feeling like there's other girls, just take it as there is. I personally have finally said, like, I don't need proof. If you're here liking my friends' stories and pictures, and you're making me compete with all these girls, I'm just assuming that you don't like me like that, and I'm gonna leave you alone because I'm a priority. I want to be the number one woman in your life. And I am not here as a placeholder. I'm not as a sneaky link. And you're not going to use me as fuel for your own void and ego. It's not going to happen. I am not. That is not why I'm here for. Okay? So if you're feeling jealous against other women and your man is not doing anything about it, leave his ass. Okay? Okay, guys. I said I was going to do the friendship one and myself, Strict Babe 101, but this episode is getting kind of long, so I feel like I'm gonna do a whole other episode on this. I've already made a kind of friendship type of thing where I said red flags about friendship, and I think it's April Showers Brings Me Flowers and How to Boil Frogs. So if you're interested in a friendship episode, I recommend listening to those, and I'm definitely gonna do a self-discipline episode. So stay tuned to that. That's probably gonna be my next episode, actually. But this is finally the last rule, and this is over sexuality, okay? I don't know why, but, like, if a man is just overly sexual, I get really uncomfortable. Like, I think you're weird. I think you're really weird. There's no way about it, and that's another mindset shift that I've had. Like, when guys start doing this and having these red flags, I don't think, like, there's something wrong with me. I just assume, like, there's something wrong with you. Like, why do you assume that there's something wrong with you when the person is doing stuff wrong? Like, you must be slow. You must have something wrong with you. If a man is too sexual, especially early on, and he's touching you and doing all of this and this and that, run. That man has no sexual discipline. That man has no respect for you. And if he's overly sexual with you, he's over sexually with everybody. Because if you're on your first date and he's already making all these jokes and trying to touch you and do all these things, he's going to do it to random women that he doesn't know, because you're a stranger as well. If you're on the first date, you're a stranger to this man. Simple. You're a stranger. So what makes you think he's not going to do the same thing to other women, to other girls? And a lack of self-discipline when it comes to sex with women, or with sex with men, is just a huge red flag. Like, I can't have any man who is too moved by women and sex. And that's the same with women. I can't hang around women that are too moved by men. Like, that's their motivation every day. Like, I'm telling you, hanging around people like that is going to be your biggest downfall, because they will always do you wrong for another man slash woman, or when it comes to sex. That person is not going to be loyal to you. That person's not going to respect your boundaries. And they might ask you to do extreme stuff that you're not comfortable with. I'm telling you guys, people that are too much early on, it's weird. It's weird. Like, I don't even want to hear any of that. As soon as someone says something or responds to my story saying something crazy and I don't know them, first of all, I just ask them for money, because usually they leave me alone. That's my trick. If your man is being too sexual with you and isn't leaving you alone, is literally sexually harassing you in your DMs, say, okay, we could hook up for $1,000. If you send me $1,000, I'll send you a pic. I promise you he'll leave you alone, or he'll unadd you. Or he'll send you the money and then you could block him. Like, that's what I don't get. Those guys that are overly sexual all the time are always, like, in your messages, trying to get money, trying to get something sexy from you. And as soon as you ask for money, it's like, whoa, like, now you're asking, what's the difference? We're both sacrificing something. If you want that man to leave you alone and stop asking for that stuff, ask for some money. Okay, ask for some cash. Send your PayPal.
As soon as he asks for some sexy pics, send your PayPal. So either he'll send it or he'll leave you alone. But yeah, any man that is too sexual, especially early on, is not the man for you, ladies. Leave that pervert alone, okay? I don't want that pervert. Like, if you're in the car and he starts playing Pony by Genuine, just wrap it up. Just wrap it up. Because I don't even know what to say to that. He's playing Bump and Grind by R. Kelly on your second date. Come on. And this is the man that's supposed to be your husband. Girl, you need to be serious. Like, you actually have to be serious. That is not the man for you. Please, please. But yeah, guys, that was my top 10 list of Strict Babe 101. And I honestly feel like a lot of these things are kind of basic standards. And I saw a few comments about saying how, oh, this is so basic. But I'm telling you guys, you having basic standards already puts you separate from a lot of people, because, you know, like I said, I'm in like my human studying era. Like, there's no like school or anything. Like, I'm just like studying humans, talking to women, and most girls do not have any standards for themselves, even the basic ones. Like, you would be surprised. Like, the prettiest girls, a lot of, like, I know girls who have been on Forbes 30 under 30 who are literally don't even have these standards. So if you have these standards, you could weed out all the dusties and people that are going to waste your time. Let them waste other people's time, okay? It's lonely. And this is another thing that I thought was really funny. Men were commenting on my video when I made this on TikTok, and they were like, oh, future cat lady, I bet you have no man, this and this and this and that. First of all, I knew all these rules because of how I got played in the past. Like, I hate when people try to project on you and tell you what your standard should be, when like I've literally seen firsthand how this goes. Like, I see firsthand what happens when you ignore these flags, and I never want to be in that situation again. I never want to be in any of those relationships again. I have learned, and I don't want to be in it again. And I'm telling you guys, when you level up and have standards, it's going to be lonely at first, okay? I'm not going to lie, it's going to be lonely, but you're going to notice that less people are even going to try that shenanigans with you. Because I was even saying this to my therapist. If I look back and look at my relationships that I had in the past, and mind you, these were long-term relationships. These were 2 years, 1 year. And I was unhappy for 3 years of my life. I was unhappy with my life because of the relationships I was in. I was crying every day. I was losing a ton of weight from the ages of 17 to 20. And I'm 21 now, okay? Because I was not looking at the red flags. I didn't have standards for myself. I stuck around when I should have left, and I was unhappy. So yes, I had a man, but at what cost? At the cost of my happiness, at the cost of my peace, at the cost of my friendships, at the cost of the life that I could have had, okay? As soon as I left that man and left those relationships, my life has thrived. And you know, I don't date as much as I do. I still go on dates, and I find great people that don't do any of that stuff, that are honestly really great guys. And that's because I put that out in my air. I say no. I don't focus on the stuff that I don't want. I know what I want. I know I want a man with integrity, that puts an effort, that puts me first, because I know that's what I'm willing to do. I have spent too much of my time healing myself and putting work in myself and investing in myself to deal with someone that's going to make me feel like I'm ugly, or I'm not that important, that I'm not. No, I'm not dealing with that. I'm sorry. It is not in me to deal with something like that. And you may be lonely, but you need to focus on quality and not quantity, okay? Because yeah, you could have low standards and you could get any man that you want, and that man's gonna cheat on you, do you dirty, call you all sorts of names. And if that's what you want in the sake of sacrificing your self-respect, then all means do it. But these are for the girls that are tired, that want the best for themselves, that want to be a priority, that want princess treatment. If you want that, claim that and stand on it, okay? As soon as you have those standards, you are going to be put on first. Because I'm telling you, the people, the guys, the pick Mishas that don't have standards and let guys treat them, they think because the guy is sticking around with them that, oh, I'm winning because I got a man. That man is going around and treating someone else or the next girl like gold, like diamonds, because she has standards for herself. Because at the end of the day, that man might be with you, but he doesn't respect you. And he knows that his dream woman would never, ever deal with such low standards and mediocrity. He knows his dream woman would not deal with that stuff. Simple. Of course he's going to stick with his favorite dummy because you're accessible, you're easy sex for him, you do everything for him. He could do what he wants and always have someone accessible to him. Do not be the favorite dummy. Do not lower your standards in the sake of loneliness. It's not lonely when you have yourself, when you have a community, when you're, I'm telling you, be strict with the people that you're with. It will count off. And people aren't going to be used to it at first, but it is time to start now. Cut off those sneaky links. Cut off those guys that have been in your DMs for years wasting time. Cut off the time wasters, the dream sellers, and whatever else, and want better for yourself. You will not waste time. You will be at peace, and you will only be attracting guys that have dates for you, that send you flowers, that do the most for you. I'm telling you, you will not be crying and losing weight and lurking on people when you have these standards for yourself, and you're going to naturally attract people that want the best for you and want to do you the best they can with the princess treatment and all. So this was Strict Babe 101. This was my 10 rules. I made a miniature version on TikTok if you want to screenshot it. My TikTok is G's Get Lonely Too. And thank you so much for tuning into another episode. Stay tuned for my physical episodes soon. I always tell you guys it's going to happen. But yeah, bye guys.